Jason Benson. I'm the executive director of the SALT Center in Chillicothe.
Great. Thank you, Jason. Now you guys have an exciting event coming up, Project Connect. Tell me a little bit about where you guys got that idea from.
Well, actually, the state, in dealing with homelessness, a lot of agencies have been doing an event called Project Homeless Connect, and that's when populations that have a high amount of homeless, they'll have an event to connect them with the resources available within their community. I saw advantage of taking the same thing, and we don't have as large as a homeless issue here locally in the rural areas, even though that it is an issue, it's just not as large to have an event of this size. So I called local other agencies that would be able to assist and help and coordinate to have an event sponsored by all these different non-for-profit agencies that provide these services, and us work together to create an event that we can make available to the entire public.
Now, is this just available to Livingston County residents?
No, we've actually got some states and regional as well as local agencies that will be participating. So it's not necessarily limited to just those in Livingston County.
Great. Now, is this the first year you guys have put on this event?
This actually is our second year. It's our second annual event. Last year we had some other agencies that had participated. This year they weren't able to, mostly because of the government shutdown that really put a damper on some of the agencies being able to book and be at this event. But we're plugging through, going on, and we're expecting a very good attendance this year.
How was the turnout last year?
Oh, we had, I'd say, a couple, 200-300 participants. We had over 50 exhibitors from all different types of agencies.
That's a pretty good turnout for a first-time event.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, sure. Now, when is this event going on?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked, because it's happening tomorrow. Well, the second. It's going to be on the Saturday. We plan on doing this every year, the first Saturday after Halloween. We know that a lot of the exhibitors like to have candy at their tables to entice people to come and learn about the services they provide. We thought, what a convenient way of doing that right after Halloween with all the leftover candy
exactly.
that they may be having. So that way we kind of do a little double duty. It just happened to work out that way last year, and we thought it was such a neat way of doing it that we're sticking with the first Saturday after Halloween. So it will be on November 2nd. From 10 to 2 at the Calvary Baptist Family Life Center, which is here in Chillicothe. I can't remember the address.
Is that the one that's right there on Washington Street?
It's at the intersection of 3rd and Washington.
Okay.
And right in the center of town.
It's a pretty big building, too, right there on the right-hand side, if you're coming.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes. You'll see the banner and the balloons at we're purchasing even as we speak, and will be well decorated and well visible, very visible.
Well, it sounds very exciting. What kind of services are you guys going to be offering this year?
Well, this year, again, we solicit the agencies to come and provide access to their agency, but we do have some additional services. I know that the Lions Club is going to be doing diabetes testing. North Central Missouri Mental Health is going to be doing blood pressure checks. I know that we've got four giveaways of gift certificates to Walmart and Piggly Wiggly. We're going to do a door drawing for that. There's going to be services that go for senior services, youth services, mental health, substance abuse, veteran services. There's just a whole gambit of different. For example, we're hoping to display some of our information on a project we're working on SALT, which is the SALT Academy, to help on education. So that's just a small list of the type of areas of service that we're wanting to provide with the agencies that provide those services.
Now, what are the requirements for people to take advantage of what you guys are offering tomorrow?
Oh, that's a very important question. They have to attend. That's basically it. In fact, they don't even have to attend to access these resources. But this gives us an opportunity, and this is why we came up with the name Project Connect, because we're connecting the agencies that provide these services to the community. Some of these agencies don't have a budget for advertising or getting the word out. And so what we do is we're going to put them all in one room and then get the public to come and visit them.
Sounds like a good way to get the word out.
Oh, I hope so.
Now, explain to me a little bit about what the process will be tomorrow when people walk in the door. What will happen when they walk in the door tomorrow to the event?
Okay. It's very simple. It is a resource fair, and it's going to be held at 10 a.m. is when we're going to open up the doors, and that goes all the way till 2 p.m. And any point in that time, anybody from the public is able to come in and visit the different agencies who will have a booth set up, who could answer any questions you may have or give you some informational brochures on the services they provide. We'll have an information desk in case you're looking for something specific when you attend. But we're all going to be centralized in one large building, one location, with access just a step foot away.
Great. Now, Jason, is there anything else that you'd like to add about this event before I let you get off the phone and get back to work? Because I know that you're busy setting everything up, and as you said, you're still purchasing stuff as we speak.
I would love it if anybody came up to me and shook my hand and said, yes, I heard you guys on KMZU, and I really wanted to come out and see what you were doing.
Sounds like a plan. I bet I can get that done for you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for your time, Jason, and I'd be excited to find out how that goes tomorrow.
Oh, good deal. Thank you, Mandy.
Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.